The Mail and Guardian's been keeping us up to date on a possible appeal coming up in the Collins Khoza case. Now, remember, at the centre of this case is the death of an Alex man, allegedly at the hands of the South African National Defence Force and the Joburg Metro Police Department. The account his family gives is that soldiers and police stormed their home and beat him for drinking alcohol in his backyard. Now, last week, there was a groundbreaking judgment, which I mentioned, in which the courts told the police and the SANDF that minimal force must be used in apprehending citizens, and the defence and police ministers must suspend the alleged perpetrators. They must investigate them and ensure they report back on Khoza's death. But subsequent to that judgment, Police Minister Bekele's lawyers have apparently tried to do a deal with the family. So let's find out what's happened from the Khoza family lawyer, Vikas Stale, who joins us right now. He is from Ian Levitt Attorneys. Vikas, good evening to you. Thank you for being with us. Can you confirm the police ministry's lawyers approached Colin Khoza's family to offer them a deal?
Good evening, Jane. Yes, I've got four letters from the state attorney, and all four letters give different versions of what they want to appeal. But as it stands now, they are going to appeal the order. They must just now decide which parts of it, and that's not clear from any of the letters on what they actually want to appeal.
So what was the nature of what they expressed to you they would be keen on appealing in the first place?
As far as I can glean from the letters from the state attorney, it seems like they are going to appeal the order to investigate the killing of Collins Khoza and any other incidents of killings or assault reported during the lockdown.
So this doesn't just apply to the Collins Khoza alleged killing. It applies to everyone who is reporting cases of law enforcement having allegedly abused people in general.
Yeah, correct. That's how me and my team have read the letters, that it does not only relate to Mr. Khoza, it relates to everyone else. You said that we're not only acting for, although we are only acting for the Khoza family, the judgment is really in favor of the entire country. We are fighting on behalf of one family, but we are truly fighting for the country. And it's important that Mr. Khoza's death is investigated and all other matters are properly investigated, like the court said, to restore the trust that the citizens have in the country.
Well, one would think that's fairly self-evident, Vikas. I mean, are you essentially saying the police minister is trying to worm his way out of an investigation into both Collins Khoza's alleged murder and the abuse that other South Africans have suffered?
That's the way the letters read now. And like I said earlier, there were four different letters that came to us. And it seems as if the state does not know yet on which part they want to appeal and on which of the respondents they act, because that has also changed throughout the letters. But in essence, it looks like the minister is trying to skirt his obligation to investigate a murder and investigate other killings and assaults.
So let's go back to the issue of the respondents, because that's important. Is the state attorney only acting on behalf of the police minister, Bekele, or is this a combined response from the SANDF or the defence minister as well?
It chops and changes between the SANDF and the police. And there's one state attorney acting for all of the government departments, and they've got their own different advocates. But the letters that we've been receiving started off with one respondent going to the next respondent, and now we're on a fourth version of a respondent that they're acting for.
How did the family respond to this proposal?
The same as any other person in the country would. It's absolutely ridiculous. Apart from a man having been killed and a family losing a breadwinner, this killing was due to the direct result of the SANDF and the police. The court ordered the investigation into that killing and ordered that proper mechanisms be put in place. The family is absolutely distraught that we are now facing a possible appeal to further prolong a very difficult time for them. Just as we are, we cannot understand the reasoning behind it from government.
Now, Vikas, what would usually happen in the case of an appeal, we know, is that the original court order would be put on hold while the appeal took its course. Is that going to happen in this case if the minister appeals?
If the minister appeals, we've got an option of applying to court that the order that's being appealed is not suspended, or that certain parts of it is not suspended pending the appeal. And that would be absolutely in the best interest of not only the Khoza family, but of everyone else during this lockdown. If the entire order is suspended, that means the SANDF and the police can go ahead and do what they want and assume that we have been disposed of our constitutional rights, and that they can not investigate the killings or suspend the actual soldiers involved. and that would not be in the interest of anyone.
The state attorney makes the point that a code of conduct for the security forces can't be developed in 5 days, as the judge has ruled. Is that a reasonable time frame to expect the authorities to draft such a complex document?
It might be a bit short for such a complex document, but if we are approached by the state attorney and they ask us for an extra day or three to draft a proper code of conduct, we will obviously be reasonable. We want the code of conduct. Obviously, it cannot take a month or a year to draft, but as long as there is progress on the drafting, they can provide proof to us that the code of conduct is in process, then we will be reasonable, but we will also push them to finalize the code as soon as possible.
Vic Estelle, thank you for speaking to us this evening. He's the Khoza family lawyer from Ian Levitt Attorneys.